This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we wrap up our study of Ecclesiastes with a making of many books. Then on to Philemon with intro, Paul's plea for Philemon, and closing greetings, and finally back to Genesis with a bride for Isaac. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have enriched your church with the proclamation of the gospel through the evangelist Mark. Grant that we may firmly believe these glad tidings and daily walk according to your word. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament lesson for the Feast of St. Mark is written in Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Mark, the 16th chapter. Afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 52, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the ministry of the resurrection gospel is beautiful. In ordination vows, pastors promise with God's help to adorn the gospel and the office of the holy ministry with their lives. The person of a pastor, his disposition, his qualities, his way of life will be seen by those inside and those outside the church. Let us adorn the gospel and the office of the ministry with that which is beautiful, the beauty of love, the beauty of self-sacrifice, of humility, of contentment, of generosity, of joy in Christ, and of brotherly unity. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Yes, the ministry of the resurrection gospel is beautiful, and our lives should adorn it. But fundamentally, essentially, the beauty of the holy ministry comes from the beautiful message that we bear and the beautiful Lord whose reign we proclaim. Truly, in Christ's resurrection, the return of beauty to this sin-marred world has begun. Our text comes from Isaiah chapter 52, way back on the other end of the book of Isaiah, back in chapter 3. God rebukes the vain attempts of his people to hide the ugliness of their sin and shame under external things. The Lord said, "Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks, glancing wantonly with their eyes, mincing along as they go, tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will strike. In that day, the Lord will take away the finery of the anklets, the headbands and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets and the scarves, the headdresses, the armlets, the sashes, the perfume boxes and the amulets, the signet rings and nose rings, the festal robes, the mantles, the cloaks and the handbags, the mirrors and the linen garments, the turbans and the veils. Instead of perfume, there will be rottenness. And instead of a belt, a rope. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a rich robe, sackcloth. And branding instead of beauty." In Isaiah's day, all pretense of beauty was being stripped away in judgment. And the brutal Assyrians, God's own rod, swept into Judah, destroying and burning entire cities, flaying people alive, impaling people on poles, and deporting thousands and thousands. Historians estimate that up to half of the entire population of Judah was killed or deported during these Assyrian incursions. And Isaiah looked ahead and saw more judgment coming. A future generation would see the Babylonians come and destroy Jerusalem itself, destroy the holy house of God, and carry the remaining people off into exile. But Isaiah also looked ahead and saw a Savior. In our text, in chapter 52, Isaiah speaks with rapture about how beautiful it will be when preachers of the gospel announce salvation. And in the very next chapter, Isaiah 53, Isaiah speaks with awe about the suffering servant who will accomplish this salvation. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He looked appalling, his appearance marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of man. In his earthly ministry, Jesus went about more like Lazarus than like the rich man. Our dear Jesus was wrapped not in purple cloth and linen, but in the cries of beggars, lepers, and desperate parents. He went about encircled not with a jeweled crown, but with masses of hungry, desperate, lost, hopeless people. And he was decked not with a velvet mantle, but with the blood-crimson stains of sinners, prostitutes, tax collectors, soldiers, Pharisees, all. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Naked, covered only in streaming blood and dirt and shame, he was lifted up. The royal robed God of Isaiah's vision, high and lifted up and seated on the throne of heaven, was now lifted up, enthroned in the darkness and nakedness of divine judgment, hanging before God and men, dressed in the shame and ugliness of humanity, and then for a short time dressed in death itself and death's garb, a burial cloth, the garments of our grave. But this was Jesus, the Messiah of God, the eternal Son, anointed by the Spirit to preach good news, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, and the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. And so, the beautiful Son, with the power of an indestructible life, was raised again by the beautiful Spirit with whom he was anointed through the beautiful will of the Father. And from that moment, from that morning, the ugliness of sin and shame and of grief and despair is being chased away by the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of this Christ. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Isaiah speaks of beauty in many places throughout his vision, but the Hebrew word that he uses for beauty in this passage is distinct. It's rare. It means beautiful or lovely from the root na'ah, and it's a word used to describe the lovely cheeks of the beloved in the Song of Songs. It was used to name a little town in Galilee, not far from Nazareth, a town called Nain, which just means lovely, beautiful. It's always interesting to find out about how towns received their names and the story behind the naming of towns. Sometimes we know why they were named and when they were named, sometimes we don't. I wonder who first called that little town Nain. I bet he had no idea just how lovely it would be when the beautiful feet of our Lord Jesus came to speak good news of peace, good news of salvation and life to a widow and her dead son. When the Lord of resurrection took a dead man's hand and raised him up and gave him back to his mother. So beautiful, so lovely. And this week, we celebrate these beautiful feet of our Lord Jesus, still bearing scars from the nails, standing alive again forever, as he speaks peace to his disciples and to us. And he sends them and us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. It is a joy to be with you today to preach the good news of Christ's reign and to bring greetings to you from your sister seminary. How beautiful is it, all that we share together in Christ, including the beautiful preaching office of Christ's gospel. And call day is just around the corner. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And we read in Mark's gospel that they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This preaching, this Christ-centered and apostolic preaching, continues through the holy evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, throughout the time of the church and even to this day and to this place. We hear this preaching here today. The Lord himself works through this word. And today, he confirms this message for you by this accompanying sign, his body and blood, the body and blood of the beautiful Son from his beautiful altar for the forgiveness of your sins. Alleluia. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom
Remember Lori Motter, who is undergoing another surgery today. We pray for Dr. Weinrich and family as they mourn the death of his daughter, Rachel. We also pray for John Elmer and family as they mourn the death of his father, John Turner Elmer. Let us pray to the risen Lord, our strength and our shield, on behalf of the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, through baptism into your risen Son, you grant your people a participation in his divine life. Continually fill our hearts with the blessedness of faith in him whom we have not seen, and yet in whom we believe. For the sake of your Son, crowned with glory and honor, hear our prayer. Alleluia. King of kings, look in mercy on our government and on all who have been set into positions of authority among us. Strengthen and uphold them in every good deed for the common welfare of us all. For the sake of your Son, crowned with glory and honor,
hear our prayer. Alleluia.
O lover of the human race, hear our prayers for those in need, the sick and suffering, including Lori, those who mourn, especially the families of Rachel and John, and the downcast and lowly, that the risen Christ would ever come among them, bringing his perfect peace. For the sake of your Son, crowned with glory and honor,
hear our prayer. Alleluia.
Giver of all good gifts, sustain those who are in need of the basic necessities of life. Uphold them in their time of want. Teach them ever to trust in your providential care and instill in your holy people a genuine desire to provide for the needs of others. For the sake of your Son, crowned with glory and honor,
hear our prayer. Alleluia.
praising you, O Lord, for the glorious resurrection of your beloved Son. We commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with your servant Mark, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Have mercy on us.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen.